Essay, A Fishy Story by Mike Duane. I love fish, so I consider it a great misfortune that I married a Japanese who can't eat it. This is like a Spaniard who can't stand ham, or a French woman with no tolerance for cheese. It's not my wife's fault. She loves the taste of fish, but is allergic to it. Curiously, this condition does not extend to shrimp, scallops, crab, sea urchins, squid, oysters, or other kinds of seafood, which she devours with relish. But give her anything with fins and scales, and she begins to swell like a pufferfish. And so, whenever she goes out for dinner with friends, it's time for a fish feast for me and my 2-year-old boy. I had been waiting for the chance to try a recipe from my Mediterranean cookbook for some time. Monkfish with a clam and mussel broth infused with the world's most expensive spice, saffron. I once stood in the famous spice market in Istanbul, trying to work out how much it cost. Converting the lira into euro, I figured out that saffron would set you back as much in Turkey, where the average wage is 1/3 of Ireland's, as it would back home. I bought some pistachios instead. And so, when a colleague of mine announced she was going on holiday to India and asked if anybody wanted a souvenir, I jumped at the chance. "Bring me back some saffron if it's not too expensive," I said, certain she would forget. 3 weeks later, she arrived back with a single gram from Kashmir, which she said had been a bargain at 6 euros, 850 yen. Ireland being an island, we have no shortage of fish, so I now had all the ingredients for my luxurious seafood stew, or at least I thought I had. My fishmonger gravely pointed to the weather outside and said he had no monkfish and no clams and wasn't expecting any in for the rest of the week. Storms had kept the fishermen in harbor, and they were unlikely to venture out to sea again until the weather eased. Ireland doesn't have typhoons, but Atlantic storms can do a lot of damage. In the days before my fish supper plan, a motorist had been killed by a falling tree, and a roof had collapsed at a train station. Some flower pots had blown over on my balcony, but no monkfish? That was a real disaster. I took the fishmonger's advice and bought cod as a substitute. No sooner had I put it in the pan than the electricity cut out, apparently after a tree fell on a power line down the street. We ate chicken sandwiches that night, with saffron mayonnaise on the side.